今天的信的这个信息的题目是听从和违背神的代价。
The topic of today's preaching is the price for obeying and disobeying God.
经文是生命记二十七章十一节到二十六节，还有二十八章第一节到十四节。
The scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 11 through 26.And chapter 28, verses 1 through 14.
我请雅茹姐妹上来读今天的经文。我们只看中文，如果你看英文的话，你就跟着看。
We're going to ask Sister Anne to come and read the scripture. Please follow it in your English Bible because we will only read it in Chinese.
生命记第二十七章十一节。当日摩西嘱咐百姓说，你过了约旦河，西缅、利未、犹大、以撒加、约瑟、便雅悯六个支派的人都要站在基利山上上为百姓祝福。流便、加德、亚瑟、西布伦、但、拿佛他利六个支派的人都要站在以巴路山上宣布咒诅。利未人要向以色列众人高声说，有人制造耶和华所憎恶的偶像，或雕刻或铸造，就是工匠手所做的，在暗中设立，那人必受咒诅。百姓都要答应说阿们。轻慢父母的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。挪移邻舍地界的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。使瞎子走岔路的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。像寄居的和孤儿寡妇屈望正直的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。与继母行淫的必受咒诅，因为掀开他父亲的衣襟，百姓都要说阿们。与受淫河的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。与异母同父或异父同母的姐妹行淫的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。与岳母行淫的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。暗中杀人的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。受贿赂害死无辜之人的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。不坚守遵行着律法言语的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。第二十八章第一节，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。你在城里必蒙福，在田间也必蒙福。在你身所生的，地所产的，牲畜所下的，以及牛犊羊羔都必蒙福。你的筐子和你的团面盆都必蒙福。你出也蒙福，入也蒙福。仇敌起来攻击你，耶和华必使他们在你面前被你杀败。他们从一条路来攻击你，必从七条路逃跑。在你仓房里并你手所办的一切事上，耶和华所命的福必临到你。耶和华你神也要在所给你的地上赐福于你。你若谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，他必照着向你所起的誓立你作为自己的圣名。天下万民见你归在耶和华的名下，就要惧怕你。你在耶和华向你列祖起誓应许赐你的地上，他必使你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地所产的都绰绰有余。耶和华必为你开天上的府库，按时降雨在你的地上，在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。你必借给许多国民，却不至向他们借贷。 你若听从耶和华你神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，谨守遵行，不偏左右，也不随从侍奉别神，耶和华就必使你作首不作尾，但居上不居下。
在中国有些地方
In some places of China,
比如说洛阳、有这个阳这个字
such as the place、Luoyang, it has the word yang.
也有一些地方比如说叫华阴、有这个阴这个字
and for other place, it has the name、华阴 and it has the name, it has the word yin in it.
啊、这是中国人在早期给地方所取的名。
And these are the names that are given to places、in the olden time of China.、
阳的意思是指那个地方的地点是在山的南边或者是河的北边。
The word yang means the place is south of the mountain or it is north of the river.、
就好像罗阳是在罗河的北边
so、the place Luoyang means it is north of the river Lu.
那么阴是指一个地方的地点是在山的北边或者河的南边
And the word 阴 means the place is north of the mountain or it is south of the river.、
就好像这个华阴是在华山的北边
So this place 华阴 means it isNorth of the mountain, 华。
阳是指一个有阳光的地方。
Yang means it is a place full of sunshine.
一个光明的地方。
It is a bright place.
就好像罗阳一样，因为它是在山的南边。
Such as 罗阳 because it is south of the mountain.
阴是没有阳光，阴暗的地方。
阴 means it is a dark place, it is without sunshine.
好像华阴一样，因为它是在山的北边。
Such as 华阴 because it is north of the mountain.
以中国人、这个哲学的思想。
And in the Chinese philosophy thinking.
阴阳是用来形容两种相对的东西。
Yin yang is used to describe something that is in complete opposite.
阳是正面的，是好的。
Yang is the positive.
那么阴是负面的，是不好的。
Yin is the negative, the not so good one.
生命记是神借着摩西在以色列人还没有进入迦南地的时候的忠告。
Deuteronomy, was written by Moses, through which God wanted to tell the Israelite the warning.
那么在神还没有赐给他们这个应许之地之前
，and before God lead them into the promised land.
摩西劝勉以色列人不要遵守神的律法。
Moses warned the Israelites and encouraged them to follow and obey God's law.
那么如此，他们必在应许之地蒙神的祝福。
And in that way, they will be blessed in the promised land.
相反的，如果他们离弃神的话
，But if they disobey God and sway away from Him,
去拜偶像
，to worship idols,
又违背神的律法
，and to disobey God's law,
那么咒诅将会临到他们的身上
，then curse will come upon them.
遵行神的律法必蒙神的祝福。
To obey God's law will receive God's blessings.
违背神的律法必受到咒诅。
Disobey God's law and you will receive curses.
这个主题好像两条平行线一样贯通整本、这个生命记。
So these two concepts is like two parallel lanes、throughout the book of Deuteronomy.
很清楚地说明出来。
And it is clearly stated in it.
尤其我们来到这个二十七章跟二十八章的时候
，Especially when we come upon chapter 27 and 28.
这个主题特别的明显。
this idea is particularly clear.
遵守神的律法必蒙神的祝福。
Obey God's law and you will receive blessing.
违背神的律法必受到咒诅。
Disobey God's law and you will be cursed.
遵行神的律法是正面是好的事情。
Obey God's law, it is the positive thing, it's a good thing.
违背神的律法是负面是不好的事情。
Disobey God's law is a negative thing and it is not good.
以色列人进入迦南地的时候。
And as the Israelites entered the promised land.
摩西就吩咐他们。
Moses told them,
当他们渡过这个约旦河之后,
as they crossed the river Jordan,
那么十二个支派的人要一半站在这个基利山, 宣布祝福的话。
Half of the 12 tribes will stand on the other side, on the side of Mount Gerizim,
那么另一半, 是站在这个以巴路山宣布神, 这个咒诅的话语。
And the other half will stand on Mount Ebal to tell curses.
我们知道以色列人有十二个支派。
We know the Israelites have 12 tribes.
这十二个支派是来自雅各的十二个孩子。
These 12 tribes come from the 12 children of Jacob.
所以站在南边基利山上有西面、利未、犹大、以撒迦、约瑟和便雅悯。
So standing on the south side, are the tribes of Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin.
我们站在北边以巴路山有里便、加德、雅士、西布伦、但和拿弗他利。
And standing on the north side is Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali.
祝福是指祈求神的保守和必赐下他的恩福。
Blessing means to ask God to give blessing and also to protect and for protection.
包括属灵上和物质上的好处。
Including the good things that are spiritual and also material.
那么咒诅就是指贬低。
Curse means to depreciate.
受打击。
To receive difficulty.
落在卑微受苦的地步那种意思。
And to be placed in a low and suffering position.
咒诅表示人受到神的审判。
Curse means people will receive judgment from God.
所以在十四节到二十六节记载这个。人们所宣告的十二项咒诅。
So from verse 14 to 26, it recorded the the 12 curses of men.
如果你算算看，一共有十二项咒诅。
If you counted, there are a total of 12.
前面的十一项是特殊的咒诅。
The 11 in the front is special curse.
那么十二项是这个。概括性的咒诅就是 inclusive.
And the 12th one is an inclusive curse.
我们看前面的十二项是指那些隐藏的罪恶。
If you look at the first 11th curse, it is for those hidden sins.
那么这种罪不容易被人发现。
These kind of sins are not easy to be discovered by others.
那么受害的人往往也不敢张扬这个罪。
And the one who is suffering from the sin would not easily disclose that he's suffering.
那么因此这个宣告这个仪式是要切切的不可犯罪，就是警告人不要犯罪。
So in the ceremony of this decree, telling them about the curse is to warn them do not sin.
尤其是那些隐藏的罪恶。
Especially those hidden sin.
以为避过人的眼目就没有人知道。
Thinking that if I can avoid other people knowing it, then nobody else will know it.
却不知道最终会受到耶和华的咒诅。
Not knowingly that God will punish him in the end.
那么我们看到这十二项咒诅当中。
So as we look at the 12 curses,
这个咒诅跟这个十诫之间那种关系，
we can see the relationship between the curse and the Ten Commandments.
比如说第一个咒诅讲到暗中制造和膜拜偶像的咒诅。
So for example, the first one, cursed is anyone who makes an idol in secret.
这个跟十诫第二条诫命有密切的关系。
This is closely related to the second commandment, which is
不可拜偶像。
Do not worship idols.
然后第二个咒诅是讲到轻慢父母的受咒诅。
The second curse is cursed is anyone who dishonors their father or mother.
跟十诫第五条诫命有关系。
And it is related to the fifth commandment.
第五条诫命说要孝敬父母。
The fifth commandment said, honor your parents.
然后第三个咒诅。
The third curse.
挪移邻舍地界的受咒诅。
Cursed is anyone who moves their neighbor's boundary stone.
不晓得你们家里在这里有没有那个boundary stone 呢？
I don't know if we have boundary stones in this state.
我记得我小的时候我在村子里面住，我家有四个 boundary stone.
I remember when I was little in my village, at my house there are four boundary stones.
就 boundary stone 中文我不晓得叫什么，界限石如果你把它的移动就是指这条这个咒诅。
So this is what is talking about the boundary stones.
那么这个咒诅跟第七条诫命有密切的关系。
And this one is related to the seventh commandment.
是指不可以偷盗。
Do not steal.
然后第四个咒诅。
The fourth curse.
是瞎子走岔路的受咒诅。
Cursed is anyone who leads the blind astray on the road.
这个跟第七条诫命有密切的关系。
And it is closely related to the seventh commandment.
你如果使到一个瞎眼的人走错路的话，你就会受到咒诅。
If you lead a blind man astray, then you will be cursed.
因为第七条诫命说不可说谎。
Because the seventh commandment said, do not lie.
然后第五个咒诅。
The fifth curse.
饥荒寄居的和孤儿寡妇的受咒诅。
Cursed is anyone who withholds justice from the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow.
那么这个咒诅跟这个第九条诫命有关系。
It is related to the ninth commandment.
不可做假见证陷害人。
Do not bear false witnesses.
然后第六个咒诅。
The sixth curse.
以继母行淫的受咒诅。
Cursed is anyone who sleeps with his father's wife.
那么这个跟第八条诫命有关系，就是不可犯奸淫。
It is related to the eighth commandment, which is do not commit adultery.
然后第七个咒诅。
The seventh curse.
以受淫和的受咒诅。
Cursed is anyone who has sexual relations with any animal.
那么同样的跟第八条诫命有关系，不可犯奸淫。
It is related to the eighth commandment again, do not commit adultery.
然后第八个咒诅。
The eighth curse.
以异母同父或异父同母的姐妹行淫的受咒诅。
Cursed is anyone who sleeps with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother.
那么同样的跟第八条诫命有关系，就是不可犯奸淫。
In the same way, it's related to the eighth commandment, do not commit adultery.
然后第九个咒诅。
The ninth curse.
以岳母行淫的受咒诅。
Cursed is anyone who sleeps with his mother-in-law.
第八条诫命不可犯奸淫。
Again, the eighth commandment, do not commit adultery.
然后第十个咒诅是暗中杀人的受咒诅。
The tenth curse curses anyone who kills their neighbor secretly.
因为第六条诫命说不可杀人。
Because the sixth commandment said, do not kill.
然后第十一个咒诅。
The eleventh curse.
受毁戮害死无畏之人的受咒诅。
Cursed is anyone who accepts a bribe to kill an innocent person.
我曾经讲过毁戮是指贪污的意思。
I have already said that bribery is to receive unjust money.
啊，如果一个人贪污，然后去陷害另外一个人，啊，这个会受到神的咒诅。
If a person accepts a bribe to hurt an innocent man, he will be cursed.
啊，第六条诫命不可杀人。
The sixth commandment said, "Do not kill."
然后最后的一个咒诅。
The last curse.
不经守遵行律法的受咒诅。
Curse is anyone who does not uphold the words of the law by carrying them out.
因为第一条诫命说敬拜独一的真神。
Because the first commandment said, worship the true God alone.
那么在这个咒诅文里面，我们看到每一个咒诅都讲到啊，这个受咒诅。
So in all these curses, in the very beginning, it always said, curse is anyone.
啊，这个是第一个特点。
This is the first special characteristic.
那么第二个特点，我们发觉到在这个咒诅文里面有讲到这个暗中。
The second characteristic is among the curses, it talk about in secret.
那么暗中这个是一个要词。
This is a major word.
It's a key phrase.
Key phrase.
啊，只为了保护自己在暗中行事。
In order to protect yourself, you do things in secret.
人因为在暗中行事是避免被人发现。
People who do things in secret is to avoid being found out.
啊，这个是第二个特点，我们可以看到了。
This is the second characteristic.
然后第三个特点，我们会发觉到咒诅文里面有这个阿们这个意思。
And the third characteristic is that we notice there is Amen at the end of the curse.
Amen 是指实实在在的意思。
Amen is truly, truly.
就好像当我们祷告完毕结束的时候，我们都说 Amen.
Just like at the end of a prayer, we all say Amen.
那么以色列人回应这个 Amen 的时候，
And when the Israelites replied with Amen,
然后表示他们完全的同意。
It represents that they are in complete agreement.
也相信这个所宣告的必然会实现。
And believe that what is decreed will come to pass.
如果人犯罪的话，必得到神的咒诅。
If a man sin, curse will come upon him.
啊，这个是第三个特点。
So this is the third characteristic.
那么第四个特点，我们可以看到的就是轻慢父母的必受咒诅。
The fourth characteristic is those who dishonor the mother or father will be cursed.
那么轻慢的意思就是持续不断的意思。
And this word, when you disrespect, it is a continuous tense.
轻慢不只是那种恶劣的那种态度。
This not only include a bad attitude.
也包括殴打父母。
It also includes beating your parents,
咒骂父母,
rebuking your parent,
或咒诅父母,
or cursing your parents,
等等的粗暴的行为,
all of these action.
所以我们看这个《生命记》二十一章的时候,
So as we look at Deuteronomy chapter 21,
那么这里记载了一个顽固而且叛逆的一个儿子。
It recorded a son who was stubborn and rebellious.
虽然多次的受到惩罚。
Even though he was punished repeatedly.
仍然的不听从。
He continued to disobey.
那么圣经就讲这个人应该用石头被打死。
So the Bible said this kind of person should be stoned to death.
所以当一个人活在罪中的时候。
So when a person lives in sin.
所以他必遭受到咒诅。
He will receive curses.
那么咒诅有它的功用。
Curse has its purpose.
那么使听到的人感到害怕，不敢犯罪。
It is to put fear in the one who hears so that they will not sin.
但是如果一个人肯认罪悔改的话。
But if a person is willing to repent.
仍然这个咒诅仍然可以被扭转。
This curse can be reversed.
罪把人引到一个灭亡的道路。
Sin lead a person towards destruction.
然而圣经说神的救赎咒救赎能够使人得到这个永生。
But in the Bible said God's salvation can lead a person to eternal life.
以色列人如果违背了神的诫命，
If the Israelites disobey God's commandments，
我们圣经讲得很清楚，咒诅必临到他们。
The Bible clearly states that curses will come upon them，
并且会带来这种毁灭性的那种后果。
And will also bring forth destructive consequences。
以色列人离弃神的后果就是灭亡。
So the result of the Israelites' disobedience to God is destruction。
这个是生命记不断的警告。
And this is a repeated warning in the book of Deuteronomy。
所以在生命记第八章，讲得非常的清楚。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse states clearly。
你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。
If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed.
这是我今日警戒你们的。
I testify against you today.
耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国民灭亡，你们也照样灭亡。因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。
Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God.
迦南人因为离弃了神。
The Canaanites because they have disobeyed God.
他们的罪恶满盈。
Their sins were full.
结果受到神的审判。
And so they received God's judgment.
同样的，如果以色列人离弃神的话，
Similarly, if the Israelites disobey God,
他们也会遭受到迦南人所面对的命运。
They will receive the same result as the Canaanites.
我们在以色列人的历史里面，
In the history of the Israelites,
以色列人曾经好几次被外邦人掳去。
The Israelites have been taken away from their homeland several times.
当这个耶兰王做王的时候，
And when Jehoram was king,
非利士人跟亚拉伯人侵犯他们。
The Philistines and the Arabs attacked them.
所以君王的妻子和他们的儿女都被掳走。
So the king, the wives and all the children were all taken away.
阿哈斯做王的时候。
And when King Ahaz was king,
以色列人攻打犹大。
Israelites attacked Judah.
全部的妇女还有那些孩子，一共有200,000人被掳走。
All the women and children, totaling about 200,000, were taken away.
所以当这个亚述攻打这个撒玛利亚的时候
，And when Assyria attacked Samaria,
几乎全部的以色列人都被掳走。
Almost all of the Israelites were taken away.
在这个公元前600年的时候。
And in the
sixth century BC. 那么这个尼撒王侵略犹大。
King Nebuchadnezzar attacked Judah.
圣经讲到，全部的犹太人都掳到这个巴比伦去。
The Bible recorded that all of the Israelites were taken away.
这个是神的咒诅。
And these were God's curses.
原本是卑微聚居者将会升高。
The low born people were raised up.
那些地位崇高的以色列人将会被降低。
And the Israelites who were up high were then lowered to his position.
所以神的咒诅带给以色列人成为一个贫穷的人。
And so God's curse caused the Israelites.To become lowly people.
必须要向别人借钱了。
They have to borrow money from others.
有没有想到美国现在跟别人借很多钱？
Have you noticed that America right now owe a lot of money to other countries?
以色列人甚至成为别人的奴仆。
And the Israelites even became other people's slaves.
这个就是神带给来他们的咒诅。
And these are curses from God.
以色列人如果遵行神的诫命，
If the Israelites follow God's law,
他们将会比别人更强富。
They will be stronger than others.
他们将会比别人更有智慧。
They will be wiser than others.
因为这个是神应许的。
Because this is what God has promised.
如果我们看美国的历史的话，
If we look at the American history,
美国只不过是200多年的历史。
America only has about 200 years of history.
在短短的200年里面，美国成为世界上最强大而且富有的国家。
In this short 200 year history, America has became the strongest and the wealthiest in the world.
美国成为世界上一个很强盛而富有的国家是有它的原因的。
It has its reason behind this.
因为美国以这本圣经的原则来建国。
Because America was established on the principles of the Bible.
但是如果美国离弃神的话，
But if America sway away from God,
咒诅就会临到这个国家。
Curse will come upon this country.
所以摩西告诉以色列人，
So Moses told the Jews,
他们如果肯遵守神的诫命，
If they are willing to obey God's law,
他们如果能够听神的话，
If they are going to hear God's
words, 他们必超越万民。
They will be above all other nations.
反过来说，如果他们不遵守神的诫命，
But on the other hand, if they disobey God's law,
他们必受万民垂弃。
They will be looked down upon by the rest of the world.
遗臭万年啊。
And their name will not be remembered.
如果我们看二十八章只有六十八节的经文，
If you look at chapter 28, there are only 64 verses.
有十四节的经文谈到这个祝福。
There are 14 verses talking about the blessings.
却有五十四节的经文讲到咒诅。
But there are 54 verses talking about curses.
五十四跟十四对比的话，是一个是偏重。
If you look at 14 verses 54, there is unevenness.
偏重受咒诅是有它的原因。
There are more verses talking about the curses, and there's a reason for it.
第一个原因，遵行神的旨意和他的律法是理所当然的，不用多讲。
The reason is, if you obey God's law, that is natural. You don't have to repeatedly say it.
那么第一个原因，警告人不可违背神的旨意，不然就会面对神的咒诅。
And the second reason is that they're going to warn the Israelites that if you disobey God's law, you will receive curse.
多讲这个咒诅可以避免人犯罪。
And if you say the warning repeatedly, hopefully they will avoid this curse.
所以摩西警告人说，如果你遵守神的律法的话，
So Moses said, if youobey God's law,
你将会得到神的祝福。
You will receive God's blessing.
就是二十八章第一、第二节所讲的。
And this is what is said in chapter 28, verses 1 and 2.
你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。
If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth.
你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God.
所以以色列人能够超乎万民，是因为神把这个福赐给他们。
So if the Israelites can be high above all the rest of the nations, it is because of God's blessings.
以色列人如果有什么好的表现，
If the Israelites have any credit,
不是来自他们的力量，
It is not from their own might,
乃是来自神的祝福，
But it is from God's blessings.
那么圣经里面如果我们看到这个福的时候，
If you look at the word blessing in the Bible,
那福是指从神来的好处。
It means it is good things that come from God.
包括这个身心灵的健康。
Including the health for your soul, heart, and mind.
多子多孙。
You have lots of descendants.
美满的家庭、事业成功等等。
You will have a good family. You'll be successful in your job.
这个都是神带给人的祝福。
These are blessings from God.
所以在这几节经文里面，我们可以看到神四个祝福。
So in the scriptures, we can see there are four blessings from God.
那么第一个是讲到城里和田里的蒙福。
The first one is talking about blessing in the city and in the country.
那么城是人所居住的地方。
The city is where people dwell.
田间就是指人工作的地方。
In the country means represent places of work.
住宿的地方好。
So it will be good in the place you live.
工作的地方也好。
And it will be good in the place you work.
这个是神带给人的祝福。
And this is a blessing from God.
那么第二个福讲到子孙满堂啊。
And the second blessing is that you will have lots of descendants.
可能对我们来讲，现今的时代没有什么特别的含义哦。
Maybe to us nowadays, it doesn't mean a lot.
如果你问你的祖父或者你祖祖父的话。
If you ask your grandfather or your great grandfather,
子孙满堂对于他们来讲是很有意思的。
To have a lot of descendants is very meaningful to them.
所以在古代的社会，因为人口稀少。
In the old times, because there are not a lot of people.
所以多子多孙是有福的。
It is blessed to have a lot of children and grandchildren running around.
所以这个是第三个福。第二个福。
This is the second blessing.
然后第三个福是讲到这个家道丰足。
The third blessing is talking about wealth or your material gain.
就是讲到他们田产丰富。
It is talking about that they will have good harvest.
还有他们的牲畜很多繁多。
And they will have a lot of livestock.
还有第四个福。
The fourth blessing.
进出都平安。
Is that you'll be blessed coming in and going out.
不晓得你们有没有看过这个对联哦。
I don't know if you have seen those
proverb or something. 在家里面那个口那个门框上粘住一个出入平安。
The good saying on the door during the New Year, Chinese New Year it would say.
其实没有 New Year, 他们也放在那边了。
Peace, or you know, you'll be safe coming in and going out.
You'll be having peace or something like that. 出入平安。这个是神赐给人的福。
And this is a blessing from God.
所以从今天这个经文里面，我们可以看到。
So from the scriptures today, we can see.
就是讲到听从神和违背神有他们的代价。
Is that there are prices to be paid if you obey or disobey God.
听从神的必得到神的什么祝福。
So if you obey God, then you will receive what from God?
违背神的
blessings.
必得到神的这被讲咒诅。
So if you disobey God, then you will receive curses.
我们来讲遵行神诫命的必得到这边讲大声一点
So if you obey God then you will receive what on this side? Blessings
违背神的律法的这边讲
If you disobey God then this side say what? Curse
咒诅让我们同心一起祷告
Let us bow our head and pray
天父我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语
Heavenly Father we thank you for the words you have given us
我求你帮助我们经常记得遵行耶和华的律法。
Please help us remember to always obey you.
让我们专心的来听从你的话语。
Help us to focus and listen to your words.
我们把我们自己完全的交在你的手中。
We lift ourselves up completely in your hands.
求主保守我们。
Please protect us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.